Kia ora, tēnā koutou katoa. Welcome to Emirates Podcast episode 426. Today is Friday, June 26th, 2026. And until I started recording this podcast, I had no idea there was this coincidence of 26s today. But here we are. Today I have a story of success because it is a project that is completed. And there haven't been that many of them lately, at least not ones that I've done. I've hired people in or brought people in to do various things, but those weren't my projects. They were just ones I paid for. So what happened is this ongoing project dating back to February, where I started gathering together clothes and whatnot to send off to the charity shop. And 2 weeks ago, tomorrow, on Juneteenth, it was the final end of the process. And my brother-in-law took three large rubbish bags, a normal rubbish bag, a shopping bag, and a box to a charity shop to donate. And it was clothes that were mine, some were Nigel's, and some were belonged to Gary, Nigel's partner before me, who died before we got together. And so it was a long project. Now, I did start it in February, but I didn't work on it constantly. It was here and there, on again, off again sort of thing, which was sort of my intent. I didn't intend to rush through it or anything. And, you know, life's busy sometimes, and I don't have time to fully devote to one project anyway. But what kept happening was that I would think to myself, right, I'm ready to pack this up. And then I would go, oh, wait, I should go through that drawer first, that sort of thing. And that happened several times. So 2 weeks ago today, on the Friday, my brother-in-law's partner helped me get the last of the stuff together. We folded the few things that weren't folded already and then separated them by category, like all the T-shirts together, for instance, and all the button shirts or whatever you want to call them together, that sort of thing. Earlier in the day on Friday, I'd gone through various bedding, duvet covers primarily, and some sheet sets that were queen size because I no longer have a queen size bed, so there's no point in keeping them. And so they went off to the charity shop as well. Now, the next phase of this, of that project, that was technically not a project on its own, but rather a first step. The next step of that is to go through things like, serving bowls or whatever. Because Nigel and I had a lot of stuff like that for when we had large family gatherings, but I don't need that stuff anymore. Most of the family is here in Hamilton, and those of us who get together from time to time are much fewer than before. And quite frankly, the family's getting smaller with time. And it's just, there's not really the need for me to have that much stuff. So if I can get rid of some of that kind of thing, that'll free up storage space for things I really do need and or want. And so that's the plan. And I haven't started that yet because I don't want to re-clutter up the living space. Because the living area, the lounge, kitchen, and dining area, are all pretty tidy now. But that leads into what is my plan. Well, it's not really a plan. It's more like, you could say it's concepts of a plan, if you were silly. But the story is that there are basically three-ish areas of clutter still in the living area. One is right next to my chair, which figures, because I might look at a piece of mail and I'll just put it down on the table next to my chair. So I'm going to clear all that away. Another is just a very small area, which has got a couple of shoes that I would wear outside, a couple pairs, I mean, and I would wear them usually when I would go outside to bring Leo inside because he was barking. That's what they're there for. But they're sort of out in the room, and it's distracting and untidy, so I'm going to get rid of that. I've got a huge pile of magazines to go through, most of which will probably end up going to the recycler. And then the last is there's one area of kitchen bench. It's in the back of my kitchen underneath the shelves I installed in there a couple years ago or whenever it was. And that's become a dumping zone for pretty much anything and everything. And so that's the bigger project to clean up. And then after that, my plan is to go into my bedroom and get that all tidied up because right now it's got some stuff in there that was originally stored in the wardrobe for the guest room, but I had family staying with me and they needed hanging space in the wardrobe, so I had to move stuff out of there. So my bedroom will be next because I want that to be the tidiest of all the rooms in the house first, if need be, because that's my refuge. It's the first thing I see in the morning, last thing I see every night. And so that's the plan for that. It was nearly done until the family came to stay with me, and that sort of re-untidied my bedroom. So that's the plan for that. The guest room, meanwhile, is tidy because I had to prepare it for the guests. So what I'm going to take advantage of that. I'm not going to use it again as a storage room. I'm going to keep it tidy from now on. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to empty out the wardrobe and install the wardrobe organizing system or wardrobe system, whatever you call those things, shelves and hanging racks and so on, that I got several years ago and never put in. Because I'm just going to take advantage of the fact that the room is going to have room for me to do that. Anything that's in the wardrobe now, I can put on the bed temporarily till I get the wardrobe system in, and then I can just move it back into the wardrobe. And that'll be that. That room will be completely done. Actually, that'll be the first room to be completely done. My bedroom doesn't really have a whole lot of stuff that needs to be done, but I also need to do the wardrobe in there, the walk-in wardrobe. But it's not as critical as it used to be. Because as part of this purging process, I ended up creating a lot of hanging space that I didn't have before. So it's not as urgent now as it was. And I could probably go through and purge some more clothes, I think, in the future. I don't have, like, bags worth. It's only, like, maybe a few shirts. But, every little bit helps. So that's my thinking. Now, what I haven't mentioned are two things. First, my office. My office is by far the worst room in the house because it is the dumping ground for literally everything. And that is going to be a big job to do. But I'm going to tackle it last of the rooms because of that, because it's so big. I want to get some wins under the belt first before I take on my office. And then, of course, there's the garage of no return. And the reason I'm not prioritizing that is simple. I don't go in there very often. I only go in there to do laundry because that's in a little sort of alcove on the side of the garage. And the other thing I use it for is to go to the walk through it to get to the side yard where the rubbish and recycling bins are, put stuff in them. That's it. That's the only reason I go in there. But obviously, I'm in my house every day. And so I want it to be neat and tidy as much as possible. I'm not asking for perfection. I just want it to be better. And I want it to be my refuge. And I feel that if I get my house organized first, it'll make it much easier for me to take on the garage because I won't have all this mental clutter or physical clutter in the house, for that matter. And it'll make it much easier for me to concentrate on that task. And I'm hoping that all of the inside the house stuff will be done before summer, actually even by early spring, which is still more than a month away. Because if I do, then that would mean that I could start in the garage before it starts getting hot. Because it won't get hot until maybe December. Or even January, depending on, it's an El Nino year, so I don't know what's going to happen. But that's my overall plan. Now, about my office, there is one thing that I'm really hoping to do, and that is to pare down the number of books that I have. And for anybody who knows me in real life, that is a shocking statement for me to say, because my mother and I were like, both of us could not understand how anybody could just get rid of books. And we were appalled that my father used to just throw away his books. They weren't ones in the home. But I want to pare them down because a lot of the books I have, I inherited from Nigel, who inherited them from his partner, Gary. And things like opera, which quite frankly doesn't interest me, and some other bits and pieces. Some of them are just out of date. And I've already purged some of the novels from obscure writers that the topics didn't interest me. So I've got that, but here's the problem. A lot of charity shops won't accept books because they don't sell. The Rotary does accept books for their annual book sale, which I think is in spring sometime, maybe summer, one or the other. And so if I can get the book purging project done in time, I could donate all those books for the Rotary book sale. And that would be a very good option because they're more likely to be able to sell them than a charity shop would be because hundreds and hundreds of people show up to that book fair. And anything that I don't want, I have a suspicion that somebody else will want. So that's that. As far as the other projects go, I haven't done anything on any of them, including even moving the veggie pod. I don't remember if I mentioned it or not, but my brother-in-law gave me 4 paving bricks, stones, whatever you call them, that he didn't need anymore. And so I brought them to my house, and they're in the garage right now. And what I'm going to do, the veggie pod has 4 wheels on 4 legs, oddly enough. And I'm going to put the paving stones into the grass, properly with base course and all the rest of it, And then the veggie pod will sit on those paving stones. And the reason I'm doing it that way, because I originally was going to put a gravel in there, and I was going to put a proper base going down several centimeters. The reason I decided against that in the end was because I was uncomfortable with the idea of taking out basically a square meter and a half-ish of lawn for that, because someday I'm going to sell the house and it could be a barrier to a future owner if they say, oh my God, I've got to get rid of that gravel. How am I going to do? Oh, that's going to be so hard. You know, that kind of thing. Whereas if there's just those four paving stones, it's like, oh, that's no big deal. Just take those out and throw some dirt and some grass seed and I'm away. And so that's my thinking. However, I am thinking I'm going to use the gravel supplies I bought to create a space to keep my rubbish and recycling bin in, because that way it'll keep it out of the muckiness, and it'll also will mean there'll be less weed control I will have to do. And I'm going to extend it around the outdoor unit for the air conditioner, which will make it sort of look like it's all meant to be together or whatever. But that may be a spring project. I'm not sure. It's certainly not urgent. The veggie pot is more important because it's taking up space on my patio. And in a few weeks, I'm going to want to start to raise seeds in there. I was going to do some winter crops this year, but just couldn't get my act together to get that done. So instead, I'm going to use it as a greenhouse for seedlings for the summer, or spring and summer. Because what's in there, it's under the patio cover right now, so it's not getting any rain, which is the main thing, really. It's not the light so much, it's no rain. So everything in there has died, which was kind of on purpose, because it needs a clean out. The thyme that was growing in there was several years old and was getting quite woody, so it needs to be replaced with fresh. And nothing that I planted this year survived. I don't know why I watered it. Perhaps I should have put more fresh soil in there or something. I don't know. But I also want to empty it out and put fresh soil and all that sort of stuff. And actually, I might take the soil out before I try moving, because it'll be much lighter. Thinking out loud. Anyway, yeah, so I want to get that done in the next few weeks when there's a good spell of weather, because then I can plan ahead for whatever it is I'm going to plant this coming spring. This year, I did plant a tomato plant. I say which is unfortunate, because I bought a pack of six little baby ones. And I brought them home. This was, I think, in November. I'm not sure, but I think it was November. And I put them on my kitchen bench, basically underneath the solar tube skylight that's in my kitchen. And they did well. They grew a bit. But they were starting to look like they weren't too happy staying in those little cells. So I got my outdoor pots ready. And by the time I was ready to do it, only two of the plants were still alive. So I planted them both. And of those two, one died. However, the one that lived did produce. It produced ultimately five tomatoes, a beefsteak variety. And they were really good, by the way. But only five tomatoes, which means that it probably cost me a lot more than it would have cost me to buy them in the supermarket or whatever. But the other issue about that is that this year I had no problem with tomatoes. You may recall that in past years I've had problems with blossom end rot. And one of the alleged causes of that is calcium deficiency in the soil. So this year what I did is, well in advance of planting them, I put I saved eggshells whenever I had eggs, and then I ground them up with my mortar and pestle, and then I mixed the dust from that into the two pots that I used. I actually only needed one in the end, but anyway. And I had no problems with the tomato plant this year. And it could be why. So I'm going to do that again for next year. And hopefully the good luck will continue, but we'll see. So I got that plant in late, and it was either the very end of summer or the start of autumn. I can't remember precisely. And I just put it in because I thought, oh, well, what the hell? It'll either produce or it won't, and nothing ventured, nothing gained. And it, as I said, it did produce. And I left the tomatoes on the plant as long as possible, right up until the nighttime temperatures were starting to get close to freezing, and because that would have meant frost. So I picked them green, all of them, and they all ripened up inside the house. I actually had them with some store-bought tomatoes that I happened to have on hand, And I think the lycopene gas might have helped them do their thing too. I don't know. At any rate, that's what ended up with that, with the garden project this year. And that's the only other thing I have got accomplished since my, whatever my last project was. But I'm feeling energized. I'm feeling like I've got a clear concept of what I want to do and how I want to get there. We'll just see if it happens. But that's it for today. That's it for this week. I'll talk to you soon. Kakete ano. Bye. You can comment on this or any episode of the Aaron's Podcast at aaronspodcast.com, where you can also leave a voice message. You can visit and comment on the Aaron's Facebook page, or you can email me, with or without a voice message, at aaron's@gmail.com. This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Network and is produced and distributed under Creative Commons license. Complete details at the website,